Here's my hot take, actually, on that show, Ersash manga. I really, really don't like the art style, and I, like, will not read it and have not read it because of the art style.
I adore the art style. I think it suits the type of comedy it wants to do very well. I mean, if it was, like, you couldn't use that art style for, you know, like, a serious romance or something, or a thriller, but for the type of, like, over-the-top, grotesque comedy it's trying to pull off, I think it does its job. It suits the medium.
I can see how it would suit that kind of humor, but I also just don't like that humor. Like, I despise toilet humor. I think it's just really fucking awful. And I know that there's a lot of scatological humor in that, and a lot of toilet humor, and I just want nothing to do with it.
Fair enough. What else have I got? Heterogeneous linguistics is something that's been pretty fun. It's about this guy goes off into the land of monsters, and he's trying to, like, understand, like, how they talk, and it's just, like, a little deep dive on, like, someone's, like, imaginative, like, linguistic system of various species, and it's pretty good.
Oh, that sounds pretty interesting, actually.
Yeah. What else?
There's a good one. Like, no one has fucking read this but me. It's called Coffee Mo Epi. I sent it to you, so if you want to check it out later. It is a short story series that all have to do with coffee one way or another. And a lot of them are, like, really interesting, bittersweet stories. Coffee Mo Epi, if I didn't say that. Pretty good to read. Really cool art style. The artist says that they're specifically inspired by, like, old Bob Dylan music. So it has that, like that folky, like, you know, bittersweet on the country roads kind of vibe going on. And yeah, like, every story involves coffee. I'm actually considering importing the Japanese tanks from Mandarake, but, you know what really sucks? You go on a site like Mandarake, and they're like, oh, we'll sell you this old manga for 400 yen, but then it's, like, 1700 yen to ship it here. It sucks. Books are really expensive to ship.
Yeah, that's certainly true. That's something you, like, need to, like, have a big list and go to Japan and just get everything you want there and then and take it back in your luggage, because otherwise you just can't do it.
Yeah, I did that. I remember I went to Japan. My luggage was, like, half empty, and then I just bought 1,000, like, CDs.